Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Stefana Johnson, CEO of Yoga Bhati Fitness Studio. That's Chief Empowerment Officer. This is our virtual and a private studio in East Camas, Pacific Northwest. We do private and group coaching to help you take back control of your body and your life from the inside out. So in our Healthy Kitchen Laboratory series, we're talking on dairy today. Is dairy beneficial or is it harmful? Well, as you know from my previous shows, if you've heard any of them, there's no neutral. It's either helping or it's harming. So based on where you want to go, what your goals are, what you want to achieve in life, you can gauge whether or not something's helping you or if it's harming you. And if you're moving in the positive direction or in the direction you want to go, even if it's a little incremental positive change, that's a good thing. We think that we're looking in the right direction. That's what we want to do. But if it's not, then it is harming. So that's the other side of the coin. The main thing is we have to know what our goals are. So if someone's got inflammation, I'm going to say I wouldn't be eating dairy because it causes inflammation, it causes mucus, things like that. But if somebody wants to fatten up and they want to have, you know, certain fatty acids that comes from the milk that they can get from their milk, then there's a purpose to it, right? So again, the Healthy Kitchen Laboratory, it's about you. This isn't my laboratory. I'm talking about and really kind of empowering you, not kind of, my intention is to empower you to take back control of your kitchen and your life using your kitchen through your food. That food is your medicine, that your medicine really can come from your food. Unfortunately, what we've defined our food as today with the standard American diet is it's not food. You go to a supermarket or a grocery store and 99.9% of the stuff that's on the shelves is not food. If it's in a box, if it's in a package, if it's in a can, it is not really food for the most part. And we can't keep saying or pretending that it is. And it's generational now. It's been multi-generations. So there are many people who don't realize that a Pop-Tart is not food. It is, in fact, poison. And I'm being harsh about it. I'm kind of being not in any way facetious. My husband hates when I say it's not poison. Well, you know what? It just may well be. It may not be right in this moment, but the accumulative effects of the Pop-Tarts, the sugar, and I'm really talking about the fundamental components of what is constituting that food. You know, the if you look at the ingredients, what's in there? There's 2 or 3 inches of 7-point font words. And you don't know what they are. That's not food. Your body does not recognize it as food. And it's what's the other end of the coin? It's poison. It depends on how long your body can sustain things, can try to sustain it. But sooner or later, there's going to be an effect. It may be 40 years. But are you willing to take that chance? I'm not. I don't want to play that game anymore. Been there, done that, got the t-shirts, and I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to have a long, healthy life. You're probably listening to this because you want one as well. Well, it starts with taking back your kitchen and it being a healthy kitchen laboratory where you are the master scientist and you get to control the science projects. You're not part of the science project, right? So let's talk about dairy. First of all, so if you're a woman or did you breastfeed your children? And husbands, if you or fathers, if you have families, did your wife breastfeed? Were you breastfed? You know that there is that mamas make milk. Okay, so there's a purpose for milk. It is to feed and nourish the babies, right? And so there's certain things in it. Now let's look at what's in the milk. So I'm going to give you the overall picture here with milk and with this using my constant example that I use for holistic approach to things is that there are symptoms. So for example, I breastfed both of my boys. And when I ate dairy, my boys would get rashes. Now, I didn't know this what I did know was they would get rashes, they would be fussy, they'd be colicky, sleep terribly. And that was the symptom. So I kept looking at all these symptoms. I had this whole list of symptoms and did investigations and did my little tests to find out, okay, what's it? Is it the diaper? Is it the clothing? Is it the laundry soap? And I had to look deeper at the cause, keep digging for the cause. Well, I knew if they were getting it from, the only food that they were getting was from my milk. So that's the cause. If I finally found, so that was the cause. It wasn't from a diaper rash. I don't need diaper cream for a diaper rash if the rash isn't coming from the diaper. Right? You don't need to put a pill or an ointment or something on something that's a symptom. We need to dig for the cause. So we looked a little deeper, and lo and behold, of course, what's the only thing they're eating right now? Their infants, they're eating my milk. Okay, so that's the cause, but what's the source of the milk? I had to look at what I was eating. So we had to dig back further, pull down the curtain, pull back the curtain further and find, whoa, there's Oz. Mama's drinking milk. And every time she does, baby gets within hours and up to 72 hours after that, severe red rash, colicky, screaming pain, abdominal gas, on and on. Eliminate the dairy. Symptoms disappear 100%. Lo and behold, we don't need all the pills, the potions, the diaper rash cream, the this, the that. We handle the source. And so I handled the source by eliminating dairy from my diet. Tough, tough thing, because I can tell you I was an absolute cheese, whipped cream in my tea addict. Okay, that's a real big sign right there. If you are addicted or crave cheese, dairy constantly, real big sign. Likelihood, probably shouldn't be eating it. Isn't that interesting? It's an interesting concept. But these are kinds of things that we have to investigate for ourselves so that we understand our own lives and we take back control from the inside out. Personal responsibility, right? I'm constantly saying that. And this is important. So as far as dairy, is it good? Is it bad? Okay, well, I don't know if it's good or it's bad for you. You have to find out. What are your goals? Do you want to feel amazing? Does dairy help you feel amazing? If not, don't eat it. If you don't care and you don't mind a little extra mucus and inflammation and your joints hurting, then, you know, eat it. Fine. It's, you know, it's really about personal responsibility. It's not about, oh, well, Stefana said, or the doctor said, or that person said. Like, nope, you got to take personal responsibility. You make the choice. Be responsible for your life, for your choices, and live an amazing life. What does that amazing life look like for you? Dairy for cows or calves or goats or whomever makes milk, right? The milk producing, there's a purpose for that milk. Now let's just dig this. Let's just look at milk today that we get in our, I was looking at the ingredients on the basic milk at Costco the other day. This is organic milk. There's fish oil in it. What? Why do they add fish oil? And it's disgusting. You burp up fish. I had to test this. I had to actually do my own little experiment with this. Like, that's amazing. So what is going on here? Called and found out where they get their milk. What are the cows eating? They're not grass-fed. Cows eat grass. These cows were not eating grass. They were eating corn, soy, and a mixture of crude wheat. Being a celiac, there, whatever they eat, it goes through their system and it goes in the milk. These are important things to think about because we have to stop looking at just the symptoms. We need to look at the cause, but more importantly, we need to dig deeper to the source of the cause. What are the cows eating today? What are they grazing on or not? What are they trapped in? Little vessels where they all they can do is put their head into something. And then there's, we know that there's pus and blood in the milk. It it's, you know, you can go and Google this and get information. So the answer's not black or white on the dairy. You have to decide for yourself. I personally have chosen no more dairy. I do get Kerrygold butter still from the Irish Ireland cattle that are grass fed. And I try to get the spring because the vitamin D3 and the K2 in that butter is excellent. And I can make my ghee where I basically boil off and skim off the top. And then I have jars of ghee that I use. I make salves with it. And I use it more for medicine. So I still look at my food as medicine. And I think that's a really good viewpoint. A good way to look at things is food is your medicine, and let your medicine be your food. You know, I'm not here preaching about being a doctor. I don't want to be. I'm not a doctor. You've got to think for yourself. But we have to be educated. And there's a lot of information out there. And ultimately, we have to decide for ourselves. We have to sort through this and take everything with, okay, we are now our own lab rats. Don't be someone else's. We have to decide for ourselves. And don't let your children be lab rats. The way things are going, we cannot keep being on this assembly line of someone else's agenda and think that we're going to flourish and survive really well. And at this point, really, really understanding that. So, okay, I'm not going to go dark now. I'm just going to go back to dairy for a few moments and talk about that. If I personally don't find benefit in dairy anymore. I loved getting my raw grass-fed milk, and I would make yogurt with it, and I would make a variety of fermented types of drinks and, you know, yogurts, kefir and things with that. But I still saw the additional mucus and didn't see the benefits outweigh the harm. And so we have to look at it ultimately. What is it for ourselves? What do we want? We step back and we look at what's our goal, and then is it feeding our goal? Is it moving us closer to the direction of where we want to go? If you're wanting to achieve your highest good and your best outcome for your body, your health, your total life, and a sustainable, healthy life, we've got some things to cover. And milk, while I absolutely believe that breast milk for our children is the best, and I think that cows' breast milk is best for their calves. And that's, you know, not getting into being a vegan, because I'm not. I'm totally not.
90 seconds.
But I know that dairy is probably not the most ideal food to be eating, and so I personally choose not to. Now you get to make your own choice on that one. So I'm Stefana Johnson, founder and CEO, Chief Empowerment Officer of Yogalachi Fitness Studio, where we're taking back control of our body, our life, our mind, and our health from the inside out.
60 seconds.
Holding you in your highest and best good. Peace and blessings. Have a fabulous, fabulous weekend.